You know, before I get to the message, I just want to go over three scriptures, and then we're going to get into the message because it's so relatable. Okay, so I want you to turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. Let me know when you're there. Hallelujah. You know, it's okay if you unmute your mic. Unless you got background noise, because we're recording. Amen. But 2 Timothy 3:16, this is what it states. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In righteousness. Amen. So this is what it's saying. This is Timothy. Remember, Timothy was Paul's mentee. Like, Paul trained him, and he put him in charge of churches, right? But he was well trained, right? And he was also, he had a praying mom and a praying grandmother. So he was in really good hands, amen? But this is what it's saying. You know, it says the scriptures don't just contain God's words, right? The scriptures are God's words. And God's breath is breathed on us when we read his word, right? This is why it's so important for us to read scripture, right? Like for the past week, what I keep hearing from the Lord, read scripture, read scripture, read scripture, read scripture, read my word. That's why he's telling me, and he's telling us in here, read my word. The very words of Christ were breathed unto the authors of this book of the Bible by the Holy Spirit, and it made it authoritative and useful for your life and for mine and for anyone who reads the Bible. Correct?
Amen.
Yeah.
The word, when we read it, it will bring conviction, it will bring correction, and it will teach you about your right position in Christ Jesus. That's what it does. This is why it's so important for us to be in the Word. It's so important for me to be in the Word. This is how we grow spiritually. This is how we command the body and the mind to submit to the Spirit, is through the Word of God, because we get teachings from the Word. And then when we read the Word, we become, we apply the Word to our life. And in Proverbs, you know, it's not my message, but Proverbs, let's go to 5:1. No, I'm sorry, Psalm. Notice, oh my gosh, I think it's Psalms 5:1. Psalm 5:1, right? David says, give ear to my words, Lord. So not only, right, not only is the word of God so critical for you to know it, but it's also critical for you to speak it. Because David is saying, Lord, give ear to my words, to what I'm speaking, right? And we know there is power in the word. We're going to get there, right? And in Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs now. Again, this is not my message yet, but this is just the appetizer, right? 4:22, Proverbs 4:22, the word of God, right? So it says here, it's speaking about the word. So it says, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So saying the word of God is what gives life, right, to your life. And it is health to all your flesh, to those who find it. In other words, the word of God gives spiritual and physical life to us. It gives us life. God's word will physically produce health in us. This is what it does. especially when we begin to declare and decree. Amen. But it is so important for us to know the word, to read the word, to understand the word. Before you begin reading scripture, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, bring me understanding of the word. Because only the Holy Spirit can give you the understanding. And I'm here to tell you today, right, that I'm not sure how you came into this platform today, but I know that you will not leave the same, because the word of God gives spiritual and physical life to you. So we're going to be in the word. We're going to be speaking the word. And this is medicine to your body. This is medicine to your mind. And the word of God is already aligned to the spirit. They're connected. They're one. Amen. Remember, the word became flesh. The word is the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. And in this year, we're still in January, right? We're just about ending January, but this is the beginning of the year. And this year, we're going to declare that this is your best year yet. We're going to make a declaration. This is your best year yet. And you need to begin to speak the word, speak out the word of God, speak the word that God has placed in your heart, speak out the promises that God has given you. If they haven't come to pass yet, keep speaking them out. Keep reminding the Lord of the promises that he has made you. And let me remind you, we didn't just enter, right, a year. We entered a season. This is a season. And when God declares a season, hell has to adjust. Satan has to adjust to it, because God is declaring the season. He is declaring this year. Now we're going to go into today's teaching. Amen. Luke 4:19. Amen. Let's go to Luke 4:19. That was an appetizer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Today is the day the Lord has made.
Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Correct. Amen. And, I'm just going to read one verse here. But you know, the Lord Jesus, right, after he was water baptized by John, after he was tempted in the wilderness, right, he went to the synagogue, and it was the Sabbath day, right? And he was handed a book, and in this book was a prophetic word from the prophet Isaiah, right? And you know what? Let's just start from 18, right? And it says, and he opened the book, and he found a place where it was written, the word says in 17, and in 18 it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now this is the Lord Jesus reading scripture, and he's reading from Isaiah 61 verse 1. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And then he says in Luke 4:19, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And today we are going to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord to be 2026. We are proclaiming and declaring that 2026 is your year of favor, is your acceptable year of the Lord. You need to begin to declare and decree that this is my year, that God is going to give me the extravagant favor that I have never experienced before. Because how many of us know that we walk in his divine favor right now? But I want you to declare that you are going to receive the unexpected, that God is going to extravagantly favor you in 2026, that He's going to extravagantly favor us as a ministry in 2026. So God is proclaiming in Luke 4:19, He came to proclaim, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. It's not a future promise, it is a present announcement.
Amen.
Amen. Because this already came to pass. If we go, I want you to turn down, I don't have this in my notes, but we're going to go there anyway. Let's go to Isaiah, right? Because remember, the Lord was reading from a scroll, and that scroll had this prophetic word from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. So let's go there, verse 1. Because I want you to notice something also. And I may be going ahead of myself, but that's okay. Look at Isaiah 61:1, right? Now this is prophet Isaiah speaking. This is a prophetic word. Jesus hadn't happened yet. Remember, this is a prophetic word. And this is good news of salvation. The Spirit of the Lord is the Lord God is upon me. This is Isaiah speaking a word from God the Father. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the acceptable year of the Lord. But it has another part to this. And it says, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. Let me tell you something. This was a prophetic word that was given then, but this last part, in the day of vengeance of our God to conform all who mourn, it doesn't apply anymore because this has already been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord Jesus intentionally left that part out when he was reading Luke 4:19, when he was reading the scrolls in the synagogue, he left that out because that no longer applies to us today.
Amen.
The Lord came and he already fulfilled. And if we know the Lord Jesus, he went around and he healed the brokenhearted. He set the captives free. He healed the people around him.
Amen.
This scripture was fulfilled. So when we go back to Luke 4:19, you don't find those words spoken by the Lord Jesus.
Right.
Amen? Because that was already done. Because we are living in today's times, in the church time. Back then in Isaiah, there was no churches. When Pentecost happened, the church began. But today we are living in the acceptable year of the Lord. It has already come to pass. Again, this is not a future promise. It is a present announcement. So I want to break down Luke 4:19 to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. What does proclaim mean? Proclaim means to open your mouth. Proclaim means to declare. Proclaim means to decree. This text is not saying to think it. It doesn't say to hope for it. It says to proclaim it. And this is the reality. Hear what I'm saying. Hear what the Lord is saying. Some things don't move until you speak. I'm going to say it again. Some things don't move until you speak. Speak what? You speak the word. Capital W, the word of God. Let's go to Proverbs real quick. Proverbs 18:21.
Proverbs
18:21. Look what scripture says. death, and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Life and death are in the power of the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yes.
Whatever you're speaking, if you're speaking positive things will surround you, will encircle you. But if you're speaking negative things such as symptoms, sickness, defeat, depression, even suicide, all these negative things, you're going to bear fruit from the words that you're speaking.
Out of your mouth, yep.
That's right.
Yes.
The Word of God says that out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks.
Uh-huh.
What are you festering in your heart? Because whatever it is, you're going to speak it, it's either going to be positive or it's either going to be negative. It's not going to be in between. It's either or. And the Word of God, we just read, there is power in your words. So what are we speaking? What are you declaring for this year? Are you saying, oh, this is just like last year? I know I'm going to have some issues. This is not going to change. This is going to be the same. Well, guess what? If you're speaking like that, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're speaking out how you want things to be. But the Word of God says, speak those things that are not as if they are. Meaning, speak those things, right? Those positive things that you want to see change in your life or in your children's life. Begin to speak how you want them to be, how you want to see them, and they shall come to pass. Because there is power in your words.
Yes.
There's even more power when you speak the Word of God over situations. Like I said before, things don't move until you speak. What does the Word say? If you tell that mountain, and when the scripture talks about the mountain, that means like a sickness, like a situation, like a circumstance,
problem,
like division. You know, you could put any negative thing. That's what that mountain is. Something that's negative in your life. When you speak to the mountain, and you speak the Word of God over it, that mountain has to move. It's got to go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because no weapon formed against you can prosper. But you got to speak those things out. You got to declare and decree how you want your life to be. You don't want to have those symptoms that you're feeling right now. You don't want to have those headaches. Maybe low or high blood pressure. Speak. I thank you, Lord, that my blood pressure is perfect. And begin to speak it out loud. You got to begin to speak things out loud. When you're driving, when you're taking a shower, when you're walking, whatever it is, speak out loud the word, because there is power in your words.
Yes.
And your atmosphere shifts when your voice lines up with the Word of God. That's a shift that happens. And I'm declaring this year, 2026, there is a shift in the atmosphere. There's a shift that's happening. And the enemy's running because we are declaring the Word of God over our lives, over our ministry, over our families. And there's a shift that is happening because people are awakening in 2026, because the Lord is coming.
Yes, he is.
And things are getting worse. Mm-hmm. If you haven't noticed, we live in a dark world. The world may be changing, but we cannot change. We got to remain standing on the Word of God, on our solid foundation. So the first part of this verse, it says to proclaim. Proclaim. That means open your mouth and begin to declare. Declare. Declare the word. This is not the year to be quiet. This is the year to declare what God already decided. And in this verse, he's saying, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And we are, as a church, we are declaring that this is the year. 2026 is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And you got to begin to declare those things that you want to see in your life, in your family, in the ministry, whatever it is. And maybe you have another ministry. Maybe you've had a ministry. Maybe you want to do something for the youth or for children, and you have a ministry sitting on the shelf. Begin to declare, this is the year that I'm going to open up this not-for-profit. Begin to declare maybe a business that you've had on the shelf. Begin to, this is the year. And God will show you the steps you need to take. But you got to begin with the word of God. And you got to walk it out by faith. Remember, our walk is by faith. It's not by sight. We cannot be consumed by what's happening around us. We got to keep moving forward and walking forward. In Job, in the book of Job, in 22:28, and I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, when you decree a thing, it shall be established. So that means there's power in declaration. When you speak forth God's will over your life, it brings divine favor. It brings divine guidance. And this guidance will illuminate your path. Because God is light. He is the ultimate beacon of light. He is the ultimate illuminator for your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we got to begin to declare, begin to declare over your life. What's going on in your body? Declare it that it's already healed. Declare that these symptoms don't belong in my body. They actually have no legal right to be in your body. But you got to begin to speak it out loud. Speak out the word. The word, there is power in the name of Jesus. Whatever you declare, just like the song that we sang before. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Right? And the lyrics, it's a song of declaration. I didn't even know Brother Mark was going to play that song. Amen. But it's a song of declaration. If you pull the lyrics and we sung them together today, it is a word, a song of declaration. And this is what we have to do. We got to declare the word. Declare the word. The acceptable year. Acceptable year. To proclaim the acceptable year. So proclaiming means open your mouth. Acceptable year, it means God has already approved you. You got to say, I'm approved.
Amen.
The acceptable year says, God says yes. Heaven signed off on it. Grace overruled guilt. You're no longer under guilt, shame, or condemnation. God has approved you. You are called his beloved. He accepted you into his kingdom.
Amen.
Right? And I mean, it's a strong word, right? I've been accepted. Like a lot of people look at that. How can God, like, even before we got saved, how can God, like, forgive me for everything I've done? Like, how can God accept me? How can he approve of me? Amen? But the word of God says, salvation is a gift. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to work for it. It's a free gift that the Lord has given you. Because you were created in the image of his God's Son, Jesus Christ. God's giving you a gift of redemption. a gift that says just say yes and receive the gift.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
Because heaven, God already signed off on it. God is the one that put this perfect redemption plan in place.
Yep.
And some of us walked in maybe this morning thinking, man, I failed. I failed this morning. I failed yesterday, or I messed up last year. You know, remember, we just started January. We're almost done, but we're in the beginning. We're in the beginning stages of 2026. Uh-huh. And a lot of us are still, again, are still remembering what happened last year. And I said it a couple of weeks ago. I said, don't bring into the new year the past. You gotta leave it behind, because we are here. This is a new acceptable year of the Lord that God has given us. It's a gift. This year's a gift for us. Amen. If you're alive, it's a gift. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a gift. Another year. And so some of us came in saying, I messed up last year. I know this month is almost over, but I don't know. I don't see any changes. Well, guess what? If you keep speaking like that, you're not going to see any changes. As a matter of fact, they may even get worse. So you got to begin to do reverse on your words and begin to proclaim and declare those things that you want to see in your life. You want change?
Amen.
Declare the change. Declare the transformation. Declare that this year is a turning point for you. Declare that things are shifting in your life, that you, when you speak the word of God, like we said, the atmosphere around you shifts. We bring the shift. We're the glory carriers. We are the beacon of light. We have the light of truth living in the inside of us. Begin to shift your life by speaking the word of God, speaking positivity out. And even some of us have even said, you know what, I don't even deserve a second chance or another chance. That is stinking thinking. We can't think like that. God says he's already approved you.
Yes.
The acceptable year means that you've been approved. You've been approved. You gotta say, I've been approved. I am approved by God. I am acceptable by God.
Yes.
And this is what God is saying. God is saying today, I don't bless you because you're perfect. I bless you because I'm faithful.
Amen.
And a lot of us think we got to have it all together in order to receive God's blessing. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
It is.
Those blessings began back with Abraham.
Hallelujah. That's right.
My Lord.
The blessings of Abraham.
The Lord God said, I will bless your generations and your generations and your generations. Even I thought when I came into the ministry, Promise Christian Ministries, and God called me to lead and pastor this church, and I said, I'm nobody, Lord. I'm not equipped.
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm not worthy of this calling. These are all words that I was speaking over myself. And it took me a long time until I realized that my identity is not in my past failures. It's not in me, but it's in Christ Jesus. I'm a new person in Christ. I've been born again.
Born again.
I am not the Bernice that people met 20 years ago. I've changed. Why? Because I recognize that I have been accepted and approved by the Lord. Because it says, those I call, I've already equipped.
Amen.
I'm going to teach you. All you got to do is walk by faith. Hear my voice. Stay tuned in. Stay connected. I am the vine. You are my branch. And the fruit of the Spirit will be evident in your life. Stay connected to me. Church, sometimes you just got to touch yourself and say to yourself, I'm still acceptable. I'm approved by God. Because a lot of times your mind will tell you otherwise.
Yes.
Because the reality is we miss the mark. We fail God sometimes.
Yes.
You know, the Word of God says that we all fall short of the glory, right? God is the glory. We fall short. But God is still saying, He doesn't change. He says, no, I still accept you. You've been approved. That's never going to change. You hear that? That's never going to change.
Amen.
It's not through our performance, not through our perfection, nothing like that. Nothing. He says, I bless you because I'm faithful. Because He doesn't go back on His word. Because His promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
That's God. And if you're still standing today, that means you're still qualified. Because God already equipped you. So you're fully qualified to do what God called you to do. You're fully equipped to do what God called you to do. Because it is Him working in you. It's not you. Like the word says, I can do all things. Right? But it doesn't stop there. I can do all things through Christ. It's always through Christ. When you pray for somebody for healing, right? To see them healed. When you pray for that person and you lay hands on that sick person, is it your healing power healing the person, bringing healing?
No.
It is God working through you. It is His spirit. It is His power touching the other person for them to receive the healing that they've been praying for. It's not you, it's God. Amen?
Amen.
I've learned that if I lay hands on somebody and I'm in alignment with the Word of God, and for whatever reason, that person does not walk in their healing, does not receive it. The ownership is on God, not on me. Because I am fully equipped, like the word says. It is Christ working in me, the hope of glory. So the owners, it's not on me. That's between God and the individual. And we don't know how the individual was thinking at the time, whatever. We don't know anything. We don't know anything, but God does. All I'm saying is, don't walk in guilt. Because a lot of people, they are afraid to lay hands on people because they think they're doing it because they have the power. They got no power. It's the Lord doing it. But you have to come in agreement with the word. You cannot pray for somebody in fear. Or are they gonna be healed or are they not going to be healed? That is doubt. God can't work with unbelief. You know what I mean? Just saying. God already blessed us. Amen? We're Amen. Accepted. We've been qualified. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. And it's a year. It's not a moment, right? In the book of Isaiah, it didn't say an acceptable minute. It said an acceptable year. And that means this year is acceptable. It's a year of favor. And I'm declaring, we need to declare January 2026 through December 2026 is the year of extravagant favor.
Amen.
We're going to declare that there are breakthroughs in the middle of the year. We're going to declare that there is grace for the year. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
God said this season has duration. It's 12 months. And what starts with favor will continue with favor. Because God changes not. And again, Amen. Favor is extraordinary advantages. It's about expecting the unexpected. Uh-huh. It's about declaring that this year, favor will abound and even more.
Right.
Amen. You got to begin to speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. And the reality is, as we all know, some things don't happen overnight. But they will happen on time. Because everything happens in God's appointed time. And so here we have, right, to proclaim, in Luke 4:19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Lord Jesus read these same scriptures, like we said before. We read them in Luke 4:19, and we read them in the book of Isaiah. And look at what it says in Luke 4:21. Go to Luke 4:21. I'm using my tablet today, so. In Luke 4:21, after he had finished saying all those, all that scriptures, all those 18 and 19, he says, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. That means that God confirmed it. It's already done. What was prophecy became present. Uh-huh. We're living in it right now. That scripture was fulfilled. What God promised is now active. This is not coming. It is for now. It is for right now. It was a prophecy, right? This is a prophetic word that was given by Isaiah about the Lord Jesus. And he was claiming, as he read that, he was claiming to be Christ. And the people around him didn't even recognize that he was the Messiah. He was proclaiming to be the Christ, and yet they didn't recognize him as Messiah.
Right in their faces.
I mean, his statements left no doubt. He was the long-awaited Christ. This was an announcement. He was actually making an announcement. This was an announcement, a proclamation, an announcement that all the Jewish nation had been waiting for.
Fulfillment of prophecy.
And when they heard it, they received it with doubt and with rejection, instead of receiving it with joy and acceptance. And probably one of the reasons was like, who is this guy who just sat down? Isn't this the son of the carpenter? Isn't this the son of Joseph? Like in almost like they're saying, this is an insignificant individual. We're not going to look at him. Like he was right there. They didn't even recognize him. That he was the Son of God. The Son of God wasn't even recognized among them. Amen? But this prophetic word has already come to pass. It's here. It's for today. It's for right now. Amen? This year, 2026, we need to declare prophetically things over your life. We gotta begin to declare things over the church, Beacon of Light Church. Whenever I pass by the land, I begin to declare words over it. I'll take a detour just to go by the land, and I know I have to go by the land more often, and I begin to declare what I want to see fulfilled within the four walls of Beacon of Light Church and outside the walls of Beacon of Light Church. And it's the same thing for your life. You got to begin to declare those things that you want to see shifted, transformed right now. You got to begin to speak them out. Speak them out. Amen. This is, you got to call this year, Lord, this is the year of favor. Favor. There's favor upon my life. I am blessed. I am highly favored by you, God. I thank you, God, that I'm favored at my jobs. I'm favored in my home. I'm favored in my family. I'm favored wherever I go. I am blessed. And God, thank you that I want to be a blessing. You have blessed me to be a blessing.
Amen.
God has blessed each and every one of us to be a blessing for others. What you know from the word, you need to share it forward. If you see somebody is going through something, maybe some difficult time, hard experience, hear them out. Are they speaking positively or are they speaking negative over their life? And just say, listen, why don't you change that tune and begin to speak those things that are not as you want them to be in your life.
Amen.
Begin to teach them to apply the word of God over their life. And they will see change come. They will see transformation come. They will see the atmosphere change when you begin to declare the word and you speak out the word of God. You begin to see changes happen around you because they have no other choice but to change and shift to the flow of the Spirit. Amen. So the onus is on us. It's on you. It's on me. You want to see change? Speak the word. You want to be healed? Speak the word. Confess the word. And yes, use wisdom. Use wisdom. There's so much wisdom from the word of God. Use wisdom. God will tell you. Will guide you. Remember, he is your guiding light. He will guide you in the way you need to go. So Luke 4:19 says, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It is a present announcement. It is a present declaration. It is a present proclamation. God already has done it in your life. It's already done. Now is the time. Now is the time of salvation. Expect the extraordinary advantages in your life. Expect the unexpected. Expect a tsunami of blessings in 2026 over yourself and your families. Expect it. Amen. Expect it. We got to declare, you know, you may want to declare, this is my acceptable year. God's favor is on my life. I am approved, not rejected, and I will walk in what God promised. Say it out loud. Begin to declare over your life. Don't whisper your faith in a season of favor. Don't doubt when God already has declared his word. Walk into the year of 2026 with your head held high, with your head up and your mouth open and your spirit ready to receive what God has for you. Because when God says it's acceptable, no devil can deny it. You hear me? When God says it's acceptable, no devil can deny it.
Jesus.
And if you receive this word today, yes. I want you to shout out amen and give
amen.
God the glory.
Yes.
Give God the glory because he
Hallelujah.
Is good.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord. You are so good to us. We give you the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.